This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
No.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is. AI is terrifying.
I actually don't think it's AI. I saw a guy singing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like trying to. I don't think it's AI.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just somebody sounding like Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Scott Stapp.
It's definitely
not.
No.
No.
It's not really him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it sounds just like him.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's impressive.
I agree. We need him. We need this guy.
Where'd you get it from?
To sing Creed of 530 with us?
I've got this thing sent to me 17 million times.
Yeah, you too, all of us. Because you can't see what it is when they send it to you, but on Twitter, we've had this sent to us more than anything in history,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
Am I not opening it up? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're probably just not opening it up, because it just looks like a video with two, like, computer wave files, so you wouldn't see what it is. But yeah, we got it sent a lot. We do have one more pair of Creed tickets to give away at 4:30. They are on sale now, but we have one more pair of tickets to give away at 4:30. By the way, thank you to Dietz and Watson, who brought a huge holiday food spread for everybody. And even, you know, everybody here is, I'm not a meatsman, you know, but they...
I love meat.
This guy.
Just happy wants to get jammer. Clipped out. Yeah. But they did bring me a bunch of the horseradish pickles, which are great. I appreciate it. But they hooked you guys up with Smells Like Hot Dogs out there.
Oh, man, lots of glizzies out there.
Yes.
Are we allowed to call them glizzies?
I think so.
I think
right?
so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I picked that up here.
Yeah.
I never heard the term glizzy before I got there.
Yeah, it's a
actually,
it's
it was just a couple years ago I just started hearing that term.
I see it on TikTok.
Yeah, it's a TikTok thing.
Oh, okay.
And I dominated Ike in a trade. I traded him some bacon for some scrapple.
Now, think about that.
Yes, because they
Who won that trade?
215.
Well, for me, you're both murderers. So I don't think either you won the trade.
I don't eat scrapple, so yes. I traded Jack my scrapple.
For his bacon.
For his bacon.
Yes.
I believe I got that one.
For most people would probably agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, I think most people would agree with you. You want to put that up as a poll? Jack?
Bacon over scrapple?
Yeah, Twitter question.
Better breakfast side?
Yeah.
Bacon or scrapple?
Yeah, go ahead. Do
so
it.
So that's a breakfast. Bacon's not a side.
Yes, it is.
It is?
For breakfast, it is.
Like eggs, the main one, and then the
bacon's
a side.
On the side. Yeah.
What, he's house bacon at your house for breakfast?
With a side of eggs?
Dude, I've always viewed eggs as the side. I'm throwing bacon in the eggs, bacon is the thing.
Real quick, now, I agree with you, Jack. I've primarily thought it's the eggs as the primary thing.
Yes.
Really?
But
is this a delegation issue?
But, no. No, I'm going to bring up a point here. Is that you call it bacon and eggs. You don't call it eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
I know some people might, but if you ask me, what do you call this, I would say bacon and eggs.
Well, because bacon's the thing you're more excited to eat, I would say, right? I mean, bacon tastes better than eggs, but I think eggs is the base of the meal.
Yeah, but if you look at I know you're not going to want to hear this, but if you look at there's more calories in the bacon, so you're getting more nutrient out of the bacon. Now, the eggs are better for you. Well,
it might be a stretch, but
you know what I mean.
Okay, let me make it clear.
Yes.
I'm just talking scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Now, if you're doing a whole omelet thing.
I would still say that.
Right? Like, that's a different type of egg.
Sure.
Little meal right there.
Whether it's over easy eggs, sunny side up, scrambled eggs,
right.
Not an omelet.
Right.
Just a pure eggs and bacon.
I would still say eggs are the primary.
I would still say eggs are the primary.
That's the Twitter question.
Yeah. Now, I got to figure out how to word this one.
Yes.
Right. Quit trying to slant it in your favor. Yes.
Also, people looking at it be like, what the hell are they talking about?
I would phrase it this way. In a breakfast dish, that has eggs and bacon, what is the primary food? Eggs
good.
Or bacon?
I like it.
Right?
I like it. Yeah.
That's the fair way to put it.
All right.
Because okay. Most people reading the tweet are going to have this response.
That'd be Baby Ruth Taylor.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're going to go, oh, slow news day. Why don't you talk about the Eagles for once? Slow news day. Oh, the Flyers only get 50 seconds, but eggs and bacon get a whole Twitter poll.
Lots had four goals last night.
How about that?
Oh,
is that a golden sombrero?
I don't know what that is. The golden sombrero is four strikeouts.
Yes.
Oh. Well, would they throw on the, don't they throw something on the ice for four goals?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They throw a hat for the
hat. Yeah, I know that one. Yes. Yeah. So there's okay.
All right. This show is devolving. It's the 5 o'clock hour at 2:36.
He was quick to say four strikeouts is the golden sombrero.
He sure was.
So the quickest I've ever been in the show.
Here's your quick.
Listen. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Your options are this. Option one, the Eagles win the game on Sunday. Passing game continues to look ugly. Or option two, Eagles lose game 34-30, but the passing game looks much, much, much better. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's up? And just like you and Jax talking about you're wrong, yes, you're wrong. Just like you're saying eggs is over bacon. Come on, man. Who is...
It's not saying eggs are better. They're the primary of the meal, though.
The primary, the meat is the bacon.
Your
exactly.
Eggs are meat.
Bring home the bacon.
Well, eggs aren't really
they
meat. Well, they're meat.
When it comes to me, who's bringing home the bacon?
Who says who's bringing home the eggs?
Well, look,
you have to bring home eggs.
You guys are mixing up the
you guys are you wording
cheating.
This to go your way. We know bacon's better, but eggs is the primary.
Well, like you said, first of all, y'all both agreed it's bacon and eggs, not eggs and bacon. And now we're saying we're bringing home the bacon.
Well, yes, exactly. There's a phrase about bacon.
Well,
but
no one ever says bring home the eggs.
I know. No one's arguing.
I'll start saying it.
No one's arguing here. All right. Now I'm getting pissed off here. No one's arguing that eggs are better than bacon. However, though, I would opt for that. But in the meal, the eggs are the primary
when you go
part
out
of the meal.
About that. When's the last time you went out for breakfast?
Because they ask you what side
it's
you want.
It's always the side. You want a
sausage,
side of bacon.
Bacon, Scrapple. It's a side.
That's right. What you're talking about. Who's picking Scrapple over?
Well, you're
bacon?
In Texas, so you're a fraud anyway.
Yeah, go. Hey,
I'm from Philadelphia.
I'm worldwide, so I'm worldwide.
Exactly,
so
CJ.
I'm in
yes.
The military. And anywhere you go, we want bacon.
Well, thank you for your service.
Give us the bacon. I don't want your slimy eggs. I don't even know if you can get them right. You probably got them dried up and cook them too long.
All right. Now this is getting personal, CJ. This is a personal issue with you.
Oh, that was a good rant, though, good CJ. Thing. I like that. That was good.
About bacon. You can't attack bacon. Right. Fire chicken eggs out of here.
Still going.
Shout out Deets and Watson.
Even with all that being said.
Yes.
Yesterday, y'all were talking about this, and you brought this up, Spike. And it became a thing where it was like, man, you got to get out of the room. You ever had the argument in the barbershop? And it's like, yeah, you know your point. But the person that's making the point, you like, I can't.
Can't get through to him.
Exactly. No, you can't ride with him. You're like, man, we almost got the same point. But the way he's describing it is horrible. That is fight.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, that's the guy you don't want to agree with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, L. With an Eagles fan, nobody's trying to hear it. Don't get it twisted. I'm like, Jalen needs to play better. I don't need for him to throw for 350. All the stuff that the Jalen Crusaders with their cape come and say, you want him to throw for all? No, I don't want him to throw for all them yards. I want him to hit the open guy. Today you cleaned it up. You was like, hey, you know, you want him to play better. But what it all boils down to, you said you want him to take an L. I don't want him to take an L. What? We want them to hit the open guy. No, yeah. You cleaned it up today better.
Yeah, okay.
But anytime you put an L in front of it, it's like saying, hey, which one you want? Eggs or bacon? I want bacon. I want the W. So it's nothing to be said with. Hey, nobody's going to ride with it. Anybody that's riding with it, they just don't like Jake. That's all it is.
No. I think it is, you know, a lot of times we come in after a loss and we are – there are things that are, like, we have these days, rather after a win, we have these days where like, kind of felt like a loss. And I just think the context of where we are right now, if if we had the same troubles in the passing game, Jalen passing up open guys, blah, 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 blah. I just feel like, though a win over Pittsburgh would be big, we will still have this thing in our minds about whether we're able to pass the ball when we need to and if this team can really win the Super Bowl. And I know you said it's close. That's why I'm on the side where if you made me pick between the two, I'd rather see the passing game look good and functional again rather than the win if you made me choose between the two. I'd rather have both. I don't want them to lose. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for them to get way behind and for, you know, Jalen to have to throw it 45 times. I just want it to look functional, almost the way that it did at the start of this whole thing. You know, 6 weeks ago, I think we were there. Six, 7 weeks ago, we were there.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. But when it's all said and done, you're going to have to put a butt at the end. It's just like I tell my kid, and you understand this. He plays sports. I'm like, hey, get all your stuff, have it ready, water, everything ready to go. When I ask them, hey, you ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready. But then you're not ready. So All that what you just said come with a butt, a L. And nobody's trying to take that when we're still trying to get the number one spot, because we know there's a big difference between us playing in Detroit and them coming to Philly. Them coming to Philly is a problem. And I don't know if you've been listening. Us going to Detroit, they're starting to get rowdy. That might be a problem. And so it is a big difference. Our defense, with the weather, in that time of year, it can be a pressure on their quarterback instead of him sitting back there feeling good.
Oh, I agree with that.
They're doing everything.
I agree with that.
We can't take no L's. We can't take no L's. And since you want to bring up side chicks with the L's, the eggs, I already had a better power couple. It was JFK.
Well, JFK
and him, his wife, I'm going with his side chick, Marilyn Monroe. Because she had
Are we going with side chicks?
Well, I mean, they were.
Ooh, boy.
That was a couple. Joe DiMaggio, too, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Get it popping.
That's a good one.
All right, CJ.
Go Birds, baby.
All right, go Birds. The
Please don't start a trend with this.
No. The power couple can be a side chick, but we would prefer the primary chick. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping, Mark's-Jewelers, or finish your holiday shopping at Mark's-Jewelers.com. In a breakfast dish that has scrambled eggs and bacon, which would you consider the primary dish? 75% say eggs.
Eggs?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Only the important questions.
Yeah.
Only the important questions.
Before we get to Kostos, Elliot was at practice today, and we will talk to him at 3, but he did ask Nick Sirianni how this week of practice has gone after what happened at the beginning, and here's how it went. I believe him, too. Internally they moved on from it. They have to. They have no choice. And all but two players have to move on from it. They don't have time to think about AJ.
Yeah, the other guys aren't really. Yeah, they don't even want to think about it anyway.
No.
So as long as those guys are good and moved on, I saw a little video of Jalen. He seemed to be vibing a little bit before practice, so that's a good sign. Music was playing. He's dancing. I mean, we don't normally see him dance prior to practice, so I don't know. I can only go by what I see, Spike.
So on the line with us now, our friend Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. His calls, presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and you can get You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. Kostos, how are we feeling?
What's going on, guys? I'm feeling good, and I think the Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown drama could not possibly be more overblown. I think it could not be less of a big deal.
Mm. I don't think so. But
I'm gonna tell you why, Spike.
Yep.
Listen, any successful operator, I consider myself to be a successful person.
Mm-hmm.
I hate a lot of people I work with. And I guarantee you this, more of them hate me. But guess what? We show up and we kick ass every single day, because that's what professionals do. Like, who cares if they're not getting along, or like the friendship, which I believe is true, by the way.
Sure.
Like, there's no way Brandon Graham says that, and like it's not actually true. Like, you can't put the toothpaste back in that tube. So what? So like the guys don't like each other anymore. Doesn't mean you can't perform well on the field. I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think that's a good reason to not like the Eagles this weekend or moving forward.
I think the issue is if they were playing great, nobody would care, but they're not playing great.
They win every game.
No. The passing game is not great.
They win every game.
Okay, but can I ask you this, Nick? Let's say that actually let's make this around you. So you have a co-host on You Better You Bet.
I do.
So let's say all of a sudden the co-host has is talking 75% of the time.
And would never happen on my show.
But let's say it did. Let's say it did.
It wouldn't, but okay.
But let's say it did. See, all of a sudden, primary guy doesn't like it so much anymore. But let's say downloads are higher than ever, and listening is higher than ever.
Would never happen.
How happy are you going to be?
I'd be happy because we're winning. I want to win.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I am not, and you can believe whatever you want. What matters to me at the end of the day over anything else is that we win. I want to be a part of a winning team. I want to win. Now, with that being said, I would probably like seek out some kind of like, I need to figure out how to be better. I would look in the mirror and say, how can I be better right now to make myself better than this person? That would be my reaction here. But the bottom line at the end, and this is the same thing with Belichick, right? Why I think these NFL teams that like force voted Bill off the idiots, voted him off the island or a disgrace. Like, it's about winning. It's not about losing comfortably. If winning comes uncomfortably, well, guess what? Time to get uncomfortable. Like, that's what it's about. It's about winning at the end of the day. We're such a soft freaking country, man. It's unbelievable. Wow. Go out and win at all costs. That's what matters.
Oh, now we're getting political.
Yeah. All I know is that you are lying.
I'm not lying. I promise you. Now, I would feel bad if that scenario happened, but I would be happy that we collectively were winning.
Okay. And you wouldn't complain about it at all?
What's to complain about? It would be my fault. I would complain to myself.
But what if it's not your fault?
But how would it not be my fault if that happened?
Because they're winning, but it's not A.J. Brown's fault that he's not getting the ball. It's the quarterback's fault.
Yeah, okay. So if A.J. Look. Philadelphia knows this better than anyone with diva wide receivers. Like, it's okay. I don't begrudge A.J. Brown for complaining about this. Like, he plays a diva position. He wants the football. It's awesome that he wants the football. So this week, like, they're going to get him the football more, and it'll be like the last time they played the Steelers. He'll nuke them down the field, and everyone can sing Kumbaya after the game. See, where I, like, lose my patience with this stuff with the Eagles and Eagles fans, guys, like, you win every game. Like you didn't lose to the Panthers last week. They won. Like, they won the game. And they're going to win this week against the Steelers.
Okay.
And they're going to be 12-2. And then what?
So,
like, what's there going to be to complain about?
Nick, you guys went to the World Series, and Yankees fans were complaining all through the playoffs.
It's different.
No, it's not.
It is. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It is not different.
It is.
Aaron Judge was failing. You called him a loser.
He is a loser.
The team went to the World Series. Yeah. They go to the playoffs every single year.
The Yankees are different. I'm sorry.
They're
like,
not.
Yes, they are. People can hate. This and I'm not a front runner. I root for the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Giants also. The Yankees are an entity unto themselves in American sports.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All
people
right.
can hate it if they want. I'm sorry, everybody.
They used to be. They're not now.
Okay.
They used to be.
But Yankee fans still hold the team to that standard, even if the team doesn't. You're right about that. They're not the Yankees anymore. But yes, like, the expectation for the Yankees is different than any other team.
Okay. Eagles -5. What do you like there? Tough number.
Oh, I love them.
You love the Eagles.
Yeah, I love them.
Okay.
Cut that out of you.
Yeah. But listen, if it's true that, like, okay, maybe Carolina's a little better than, like, to be fair to Carolina, to be fair to the Eagles, like, the Panthers almost beat the Chiefs and the Bucks in back-to-back weeks, and then they took Philly down to the wire. Maybe Carolina's just like, evolving into, like, a pretty decent team right now. So if that's true, and if the drama with Hurts and A.J. Brown being overblown is true, I think both those things are true that I just said, then, okay, let's handicap the game. George Pickens is very unlikely to play for Pittsburgh. I want to know, and, like, I can be wrong, and we'll see how it happens on Sunday. How are the Steelers gonna move the ball in this game and score? Like, I legitimately don't know how it's happening. And on the flip side, Kellen Moore has said we're gonna get A.J. Brown the ball more. I don't think anyone in the league basically can cover A.J. Brown. Here's Saquon, and as you know, I'm on record saying, I know that no one in Philadelphia feels this way, which is asinine. I believe in Jalen Hurts in big spots, and if it gets to be a big spot on Sunday, I think he wins the game. I don't know if it's going to come to that. Now, I like other bets this week more. I do think the Eagles will win. If you made me say who's going to cover the spread, fly Eagles fly, win Eagles win, bet Eagles bet, cover Eagles cover.
Okay, so you said you like other games more. Give us three games you really like.
Okay, so the games that I'm just going to bring the odds board up here and just make sure I have the current numbers here. How about I give you one on Monday? Can I do a Monday game
sure.
also?
Okay. Sure.
Vikings are either a 6.5 or a 7-point favorite against the Bears. The number's short. Matt Eberflus was a terrible head coach. There's no question. I don't know how you can watch the Bears lose to the Niners last week and not think that they miss him on defense, at least at defensive play calls. I think the Vikings nuke them down the field. Minnesota laying the points on Monday night in the first of the doubleheader on Monday night against the Chicago Bears. Other games on Sunday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently +3 on the road at the Chargers. I think Justin Herbert has a high ankle sprain. Like the reports are not. I know he practiced yesterday in limited fashion. I think this number will close less than 3. So I think 3 becomes a valuable number here. So let's take +3 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then I don't understand how the Jets can ever be more than a 3-point favorite on the road at anyone, even the terrible Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac Jones, whose cell phone number is 281-330-8004. Jaguars +3.5 on Sunday against the Jets.
Mm. Well, finally, you're betting against the Jets. How many?
Yes.
Yeah, good call.
Well, I won with them last week, to be fair.
You did. That's a good call. Even though they lost the game in embarrassing fashion again, they're setting records, that team.
They are pathetic. Yes, you will get no argument from me on this.
So you are a prop master, we like to say. You want to give us a couple you love?
Sure. Let's go to Kansas City and Cleveland this weekend. Game's going to be played in Cleveland. We finally won with this guy last Sunday night, went over his receiving yards prop on one of the Mahomes crazy plays towards the end of the game. So Chiefs rookie first round receiver Xavier Worthy, I think that he's going to bust out at some point in a huge way. What better place than here? In the words of Zach De La Rocha, Rage Against the Machine, what better place than here? What better time than now? Worthy, 39.5 receiving yards. The Browns get destroyed down the field. I think Worthy has at least one big catch down the field from Patrick Mahomes. Let's go over Xavier Worthy, 39.5 receiving yards. And look, you know, let's bet square and don't care. Narrative play for Sunday. Let's go A.J. Brown over 80.5 receiving yards. I would be stunned if they did not force feed him the ball after him. And you know what? He's right to say. I have no issue that he said that. I think he gets the ball, and he should get the ball. He's like an alien. He's awesome.
He's a liar. He's Nick Kostos. I appreciate you joining us as always, Nick.
Ike, you believe me, right?
Of course I do.
Ike knows what you're talking about. Yeah.
Of course I do.
Listen, like you want Spike. Yeah. At the end of the day, don't you want to win?
Yeah, sure. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the Eagles are going to do that this year, but they'll be in contention.
Okay. All right.
Big takes only.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, Nick.
Minimal sweat, 20 best, the absolute very best of luck. Peace. Go Eagles.
There he is. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and you can get Nick's show, You Better You Bet, wherever you get your podcasts. Elliot was at practice Cubs deal is official.
Yeah, so Kyle Tucker's a Cub.
Well, there's another one we're going to get Garrett Crochet and Kyle Tucker.
Nah.
I can't believe they passed up Castellanos. I mean,
Castellanos and Bohm?
Yeah, what a strong offer.
How did they, you know, not win that negotiation?
Right. Well, Elliot was down at practice today. We will talk to Elliot next. Also, your calls on this hypothetical situation that you cannot take both of, that you're probably going to disagree with me on. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.